We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday the Mishnah about all the dinim of Esrig, and now the Gemara will go through those dinim. So Gemara starts off trying to fit into the pasuk in the word pre Eitz Hadar and Esrig. The Ritva speaks out before we even start this Gemara, and his lashon is like this: V'ha vaday kimlon the Hadar hainu Esrig. We knew that pre-Eitz Hadar is Esrig. V'lehoyim mesupakim b'davav she'asuri ma'is ma'isha. From Moshe Rabbeinu already, from Dar L'Dar, they passed on from Dar L'Dar that a pre-Eitz Hadar is Esrig. They knew b'Kabbalah that every year they shook a Esrig. It wasn't a Shiloh. The question is, how does it fit into the pasuk, into the words pre-Eitz Hadar? Not that we need a makar for the pasuk as an Esrig, because we're not sure what it is. And it's a machloikis, and it's a Shiloh what it is. No, we knew it was an Esrig, because that was the Kabbalah, that was like a lachem Moshe Sinai. Shiloh is how it fits into the pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, and the Rama Perish Mishnah says the same thing in the Akadama. They all say the same thing. Tana Rabbanan, Pri Eitz Hadar. Tells about the Pri Eitz Hadar. So how do you know that's an Esrig? Eitz Shatam Eitzai Uperiyav Shava. A tree with a trunk, the wood, tastes the same like the peri. And that's an Esrig.
Isn't that what we said
about Hadar? That's an Esrig. What?
We said the same thing about
Hadar. Yeah, but deer, you don't eat it, deer. There's not a food. Deer, it smells the same way. It's the same. The same time, there means it smells the same way. There, that's not a food. It's not a pre. Here, it's a pre. So we knew it's not a hadas. Here, it's a pre. So here, it's a fruit. So we're saying that's an esrig. Havayimer ze esrig. And even though what it means is the taste is, it's a little bit of a tangy taste, which is the taste of the klipa of an esrig. That's the same taste as the wood. Maybe it's peppercorns, which is also a food. Kritanya, how do you know there that it's the Eitz and Periyah Shavah? Kritanya to the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk regarding Arla, it says, and you plant any Eitz Machal, and you should have Arla. And the Gemara's Kasha is that we know it's a Eitz Machal because we're talking about eating it. When the Tata goes, isn't there shu Eitz Machal? Why is it called Eitz Machal? Eitz, Shatam Eitzah Yopiriyah Shavah. That the Pasuk is teaching us is a chi of Arla, even on a certain type of food, where the eight is the same taste as the peri. And what is that? That is, havaimer, zeh, papalim, that's peppercorns. And the chiddush is, Rashi says, even though it grows on a short bush, and you would say maybe it's not a tree, kamashpon is a tree. It's a big shayla, what's called a bush, what's called a tree, because only Arla's a vegetable is not chayav in Arla. Only a tree is chayav in Arla. What's a tree? That's a shayla. I remember a few years ago, Hashabbat, a blueberry tree. People buy blueberry trees like in Home Depot and they plant it. Is it Arla? And Lachari, all the Paiskim say that there is Arla on a blueberry tree because also it's a little taller than a bush and therefore has din of a tree and it's Chayiv in Arla. So he also was saying, we'll learn from here that Pilpulin a Chayiv in Arla. And Lalam the Chosh, Chayiv in Arla, and Eretz Shol, Chaser Klum. Also, Agav teaches us that Eretz Shol has everything, even peppercorn. Shinema says in the Pasuk, Lersechsa Kol Ba. That's not missing anything. Akapana, what do you see from here? You see from here that peppercorns have eight superior shavas. Maybe that's what's kosher to shake on sukkahs. So Gemara says, no, that can't be the pshat. Hashem shem l'efshar. It's not possible to take a peppercorn, which is type of pepper that you crush for black pepper. So that is not possible to shake as together with your lulav. Why? Hechinav and ninka chada. Take one leminker likikasa. It says, well, it has to be nikkur the lekicha. When it's so small, it's not nikkur. Nikkur treya tlasa. Take two or three of these. Echadam rachmav leishtayim. It says one. It's master one. Pre-Eitz Hadar. It's master one. Not three. So here, two or three, lechaira, would be too much. So therefore, some of them have the girsa. Pre-Echadam rachmav. It says pre. Leishtayim shleisha peris. Therefore, you're right, it could have been that, but it can't be because it says it has to be minker l'kikasa and it can't be more than one. Agav, Tosfos has a question over here that, so why don't you say the pasuk that says, matatim kol eitz, and eitz meichel means esrik. If esrik goes to eitz b'shava, maybe matatim kol eitz meichel means esrik. That's how you know it means peppercorns, taka. So Tosfos says, because then it's pasha. You don't need a pasha to tell you chayiv and arla for that. That's pasha, not a chiddush. It's pasha to peri. You need something that's a chiddush, like peppercorns. So that's one pshat in how we know pre Eitz Hadar is esrig, because it's pre, it's Eitz or peri Yoshava. Nagmar is not a pshat. The other pshat is, Rabbi Yemer, al tikri hadar, don't say read a pre Eitz Hadar, ela hadir. like read it hadir, which means like a pen, a corral where you keep animals. Ma deer ze yesh ba gdolim ktanim. Just like every deer of animals, every barn with animals has gdolim ktanim, big animals, small animals, tamimim balimumin, has animals without a blemish and with a blemish. Hachinami, the same thing by an estric tree. Yesh ba gdolim ktanim. That's just unique. Why has yesh ba gdolim ktanim, big estrogim, small estrogim, tamimim balimumin, has nice estrogim and has banged up estrogim. So therefore, we know that since it's a deer, with the girl is a deer, it means an asterisk. Break the Gemara. Otu shapers, let's go down with time and team. You think an apple tree doesn't have big ones, small ones, bali movement and tumim? It's how you know it's an asterisk. What?
It's not time where you.
No, we don't go to Dupsha. Rebbe's a Dupsha. Rebbe's a different pshat. The first pshat is how do we know from pre-Eitzalim? Rebbe's have a different way to know it's an asterisk. And the word hadar means a deer. Because it's so unique that it's all different types. So Mara says it's not unique, because all the parents have that also. So they're trying to say a different shot how it's right, it's answered. So Mara says, no, Allah come out. A different, you mean something else. Achabam ketanim adayin gedolim kayamim. Most of the trees, all other trees, it's the harvest is basically the same time. They all get ripe in the same time, and then you cut it down, and the next year it grows again. By Esrik, there are different sizes of esregim. The tree is full of different sizes of esregim. It's different sizes, that's what makes like a deer. Mixed like a corral, which has all different sizes on it. That's where an esrog tree has at all times different sizes. When the ketanim are coming in, growing in, the gedolim are still there. A third pshat, Rav Avos is a third pshat. Rav Avos Amar, Al tikre hadar ela hadar. Dava shadar b'ilonim eshana l'shana. That esrog is unique, that they live on a tree all year round. There's no like time, off time. The esrog can grow on a tree all year round. The esrogim keep on growing on the tree. And a fourth pshat, Benazi Omar, Al tikre hadar ela idur, shekain b'loshi yivani kerla mayim idur, idur loshin water, ve'ezu hu shigola kal mayim, which type of tree has to be watered, meaning gola kal mayim has to be watered all the time, that is the esrog tree. Havayim is the esrog, so that teaches us that's esrog tree. So we have four pshatim, how we fit into the pasuk, pre-eitz hadar, that's esrog tree. Either pshat is that it's a period shava, or it's like a deer, or it's hadar mishana l'shana, or it's lashon idor, which is mine. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that shel sha'asher of she'ir hadachas is possible. If you take esrog from a sheira tree, or which is chayiv sreifa, or ir hadachas, which also you have to burn, then it's possible. And the question is, my time or why? And my answer is, kivin sreifa koyik susei mechta shirei. Since it's aimed to be burnt, therefore, it's ke'ilu, it's burnt, and it's missing its shear. So the question is, really, Bishlam alulav, we understand, because it has a shear, it has to be four tvachim. How does a rav have to be three tvachim tall? But esrog is no shear, esrog. And we only said it has to be egoiz or kebeya, because it's not nigmar peiroi, because it's not called finished peiroi, but no shear in esrog. That's Taisus kasha on daf lamin on beis. He asked this kasha. What's the... Not lamin on beis. On daf lamin aleph on beis says that's kasha. What there's no shear for esrog. Wasn't what I mean. So Taisvis answers that it's al lekichasa as the din of lekicha. It's actually Taisvis daf lamid. Taisvis daf lamid remaskul mashum. Taisvis says al time of shuv the mechta shiurei the esrog now in boi shir ke egoiz akabeya. The afagav der mila come on time of shuv loygam ma peri. He says you know it's not real shir. It's al gmar peri. Mekamokan be inon the minker lekichasa. The Mahai time seal, come on, pilpulim. Just like we said, a pilpulim, it has to be a lakicha nicker. So esrog has a certain shear. It has to be lakichasa nicker. And that's why it's called kusim mechashire. By lulav, when it's not kusim mechashire, because it didn't shear. But esrog, the question was no shear. The Torah says, yeah, there is a shear. It's a lakichasa nicker lakichasa.
You said
no
shear, there is a shear.
What's the shear? No, that the Gemara says, al nigma peri. That shear is the Gemara explains on Lamed Aleph and Beis. It's just a raya if it's ripened or not. It's not a shear, really. It's not a shear that has to be that size. Just that's the right. The Gemara Laman Alam Fei says it's as nigmar peira. That this man the Yaman says, until it gets the egg, it's not nigmar peira. He says, until it gets kebeya, the size of an egg, it's not nigmar peira. So that Taisa says, it's not a shear. That's just a shah ripen. It could be any size, really. So Taisa says, al sekichasa nikar. There actually is, if you look at the Ritva, there's a different girsa in the Gemara according to the Ravid. The Ravid says, my taima, he says, mitzvah baba avera. And what does that mean? Mitzvah baba avera. It's not mitzvah baba avera. We said the mitzvah lava hennes didn't know. So he says, since the esrog, the derech has a good smell, you automatically smell it. So if you're going to shake a esrog of asher, you're going to come to smell it, and we have issa hana. That's what the Ritva says, Shem the Rav. A different shah in the whole Gemara, because they're bothering them. There's no shear. They have a different gears in the Gemara. Legamri, ayin sham. It said in the Mishnah, after shall arla possible. It says, esrog out of arla is possible. We know the first 3 years of the tree, you're not allowed to eat the pears, you're not have enough from the pears. So it says, the arla is possible. The esrog of arla is possible. My time. Pligi bar Rechiba Avin Rav Asi. Rechiba Avin Rav Asi argue, what's the reason why arla is possible? Chad amal afisha imba heta achila. That since you can't eat it, it's not called lechem. Like Rashi explains, it says lechem, haroyu lechem bechol darki hanah. So it has to be yours that's royu of any hanah, including eating. And since you can't eat it, it's not called lechem. Agav, it's mashma Rashi that the rest of the week you wouldn't have this problem because lechem, we know, is only on the first day of Yom Tov. The rest of Yom Tov, there's no din lechem, so it shouldn't have the problem of ein b'heta achila. That's a discussion between Asmai. But kaponim, chara mafish ein b'heta achila, because it's not lechem, like Rashi says, if you can't eat it, it's not lechem. Chara mafish ein b'din mamon. The other man says, no, why? Arla is no good because it's asar b'hanah. So it has no, you have no mamon stick of bilis and you can't do anything with it because it's a hanah. Now the Gemara thought, Kasaka, the Gemara assumed right now, like a regular machlaikis, that this machlaikis is that the Mandiyama holds heta achila does not hold the other reason, and the Mandiyama holds aim by the mammon does not hold the other reason. Kasaka, the Gemara by heta achila loy by the mammon. The one who holds that heta achila is enough, you don't need that it has a din mammon. And like what we have, we know, we'll see soon, like Maisa Sheni, the fear Rav Meir is mammon hedgish, mammon gavaya, belongs to Hashem, Maisa Sheni, but the Maisa is like he eat it. As het achila, so that would be good. Man the boy did mamon loy boy het achila. Man the mahol you need mamon, you don't need het achila. And for example, tevel according to this man would be good for a esrog. Why? The reason is because you don't need it, you own it. You don't need het achila. That's the more I thought right now. That each man the yama holds their reason is exclusive reason, no other reason. As far as a kasha on this analysis, as far as a kasha in the Mishnah, tan shall teruma tameya posel. It says in our Mishnah. Truma temeya, which can't be eaten even by a kohen, it's possible for esrog. So bishlam man yom afishem by heter achila shaper. According to man yom holds, there's no heter achila. We understand very good and well why truma temeya is possible because you can't eat it. Ela man yom afishem by the mama, and the reason why arla is no good because it doesn't belong to you. It's mashma something that belongs to you is good. Amai. Why is Truma Tamei possible? The halacha is, the kohen is allowed to use it for firewood. You're allowed to use it for fire under your food. So it is mine. So if it's mine, why can't I use it for esrog? Ella, someone says, must be, if Truma Tamei is possible, and that's a mishta, that I'm right, we can argue on that, and the only pshat in Truma Tamei is that imba heta achila, everyone agrees it has to have heta achila. That's a prerequisite for sure. Ella, b'heta achila, kumalai pliga debina. You definitely need heta achila. Ki pligi, the whole machlekes is bedin mamon. The whole machlekes is with if it has to be, it has to belong to you in a mamonistic way. Marasava het achila beinon din mamon lebinon, and the reason why arla is not good because no het achila. You don't need din mamon. Or marasavar din mamon nami beinon. The other man holds you need not only the het achila, you also need din mamon as well. So my benai, what's nafkamina? Because arla, everyone agrees, is no good because it has both problems, and truma temeya has ein het achila. So what's the nafkamina of that when you add on the reason of ein the mamon? What's the nafkamina? My benai, ikibnai ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim, ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim. The halacha is ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat out of Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim you're allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. So it's het achila. So you can use it for the esrog. V'aliba der Rameyer, and according to Rameyer. That holds that it's mama in gavaya. It holds that even in Yerushalayim, when you're eating my sheni, eating from mama in gavaya, eating from Hashem's presence, eating from Hashem, it belongs to Hashem right now. But you're allowed to eat it. So l'man of yishem by heta achila harayesh by heta achila has heta achila. So it's a good asterisk. L'man of yishem in by the mama. L'man holds the arlo has a problem because in by the mama in my sheni mama in gavaya and it's not mama in bailim and therefore it will not be kosher for a asterisk. So that's the machlekes Rav Asi. And Rav Chiya Ba'Avin, which reason, which if you have the reason also of Ein B'Mamon, so it means the Fidim Adiyamba, Fidim Adiyamba, in Ma'is Hashani would not be good, even in Yerushalayim. So Gemara says we don't know which Adiyamba said what. The Stayim there of Asi the Amba Fidim Adiyamba. I'm going to prove to you Rav Asi is the one who says the reason of Ein B'Mamon. Don't Rav Asi Esrog Shal Ma'is Hashani. You'll give Rav Meir. Rav Asi says the Esrog Shal Ma'is Hashani. If you're a Meir who holds that Mamon Gavaya ain't Adam Yesterday Bechwasu Beyontif. You're not Yaitza on Sukkot. You are Yaitza So what do you see? Here it has heta achila, and still you see fear of meyer. You're not yoitza fear of asi. And while fear of asi holds, you need a dim moment as well to stayim that that's dim moment as well that you need dim moment as well. Besides for that, now it's mavuyer. All the man the yama holds heta achila is the bottom line. Even though you don't have dim moment, I can ask me nilachem. So it's mavuyer from here that even though I don't have a moment to get in on it, but if I can eat it, that's enough lachem. I have a bilus to eat it. That's enough to be called. Lochem. There's actually, I'll tell you, a kasha that we know that sometimes on sukkahs, if it's not yours, you do on a ton of master hachzeh. And some of the achareinim ask, the achareinim has no heta achila over there. Because you can't eat it, you have to be able to give it back. So they speak about that kasha. It's a kasha the Prima Garden talks about kasha. It's just a kasha. The answer basically is that there, since someone can eat it, that's called heta achila. The real owner, original owner, can eat it, so there is a heta achila, and therefore it makes a kasha for an esrei. Gufa. Amar Rav Asi, Esrik Shemaisa Shena Divra Rameyer, Inod Minister of Chasa Biyontif. Rav Asi says that according to Rameyer holds the Maisa Shena's Mama Gavaya, even in Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it. You cannot use it for the Esrik. Even though you can eat it, even though it has Heter as Heter Achila, but since it doesn't have Heter Mamoin, since it doesn't have Heter Mamoin, it's Mama Gavaya, Fira Meir, you're not Yaitza on Yontif, because Rav Asi also needs Heter Mamoin also. So Maisa Shena Yerushalayim, according to Rameyer, you're not Yaitza Dech Chasa Biyontif. You're Chacham, others are Chasa Biyontif. So that's done by Esrik. Esrik has to be Lachem. And according to Rav Asi, Lachem includes meaning it has to be your mammon. It has to be your mammon also. Now Rav Asi is going to bring two other cases. Matzah shel ma'aser sheni, l'divrei Rav Meir, and l'divrei Chasam Pesach. Matzah of ma'aser sheni, in Yerushalayim, even though you're allowed to eat it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, because it's not Lachem, because it belongs to mammon gevaya. L'divrei Chacham, adam yotzei l'divrei Chasam Pesach, according to Chacham will hold that Ma'aser Sheni Mamoin had it, it belongs to you. So you could be Yotzer Mitzvah. Same like Esrig. The Esrig is not Lachem because it's not your Mamoin. You're not Yotzer Mitzvah Esrig. Same thing with Matzah. According to our mayor, if it's not Lachem, you're not Yotzer. A third case, Isa Shem Ma'aser Sheni. If you make a dough, you want to make challah out of Ma'aser Sheni. So Divrei Rav Meir, Ptur Min HaChallah. You don't have to do a Froshes Challah. Why? Because it's Mamoin Gavaya. So what do you see from here? There are three things that has to be lechem. Esrig has to be lechem, and matzah has to be lechem, and challah has to be lechem. Afrosh is challah. Maskev lo rapapa, when bishlama isa ksiv areishis arisa yseichem. It says it has to be yours, it has to be lechem. Esrig nami ksiv lechem, it says mishlechem, it has to be yours. Ela matzah, mi ksiv matzah aschem, it says in any way matzah has to be lechem. What does it say matzah has to be lechem? We have a gzera shava lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha lechem ayin. It says by matzah lechem ayin. If ksiv hasam, it says by the pasuk of afroshes chala. V'hoya ba'achuchem lechem aretz. It says also lechem. Ma'ala halon. It says arisa yseichem. It has to be mishalachem. V'loy mishal meiser. And it can't mean shal meiser. Be shal meiser. According to Rameyer, who holds the mamam gavaya. Afkam mishalachem v'shal meiser. Also, it has to be yours and not shal meiser. Let's bring a raya to Rav Asi. Rav Asi says that these three things, fear and meyer, are no good because it has to be lachem. Let's bring a raya. Lema seyele, isa shal ma'aser sheni, peturim menachala. Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says clearly, isa of ma'aser sheni is part of menachala. V'chamar mechayaves mechala. V'chamar mechayaves mechala. Breiti gemara, lema seyele, hihi. That's exactly what Rav Asi said. It is what he said. It's like Tanya Kava say, not lema seyele. Eli Mar saying like this, we're trying to bring a raya to other things. Matzah and Esrig also, Lefira Meir is a problem. Remember, not everyone agrees that Matzah and Esrig, Fira Meir is a problem. The other Mahdi Yama holds that since you can eat it, it's called Lechem. So we're trying to bring a raya that not only is Challah like that, like a first Shabraisa, but Matzah and Esrig is also not called Lechem when it belongs to Mam and Gavaya like Rameir. So that's what it means. That's the raya. That's the Le Mesiele. Of the whole Pligi, the raya is the argument here, the argument in other places also. Or maybe not. Maybe Shani Isa, maybe this Brisa, it's talking about Isa. Isa is worse. Dama Kroar, it says twice in the Pasuk, Arisa Sechem, it says twice in the Pasuk, the Lashon. One time it says, Reisha Arisa Sechem Chal Terimu. And in a different Pasuk it says, Mereisha Arisa Sechem Lashem Teruma. So the next pasuk says twice arisa seichem. So there, maybe you need a real lechem. You need a lechem heta achila and lechem that should be your mammon. But maybe matzah and esrik, it's enough lechem heta achila. So that's why it's not a klar raya. It's a shalav. It's a raya. It's lehim esyela. It's not a klar raya. Al kaponim, according to Rav Asi l'maisa, he holds that all three things have to be mammon, yours, even heta mammon. And if not, even though you have a heta achila, you're not yoitza the mitzvah of matzah, or you're not chayav b'parashas challah, or the mitzvah of esrit.